So before we get into the episode, a word from our sponsors. Okay, so we're back talking about SAS Red Notice, the third part of this podcast. I am going to get through this tonight, I don't even care if it goes on a whole hour. Y'all are just going to have to listen to me ramble and ramble on about this movie. I'm going to get through it tonight. So anyway, we left off with Clements and Bissett were about to board the train to release the hostages. And I think Tom, he was doctoring his bum. I had a whole thing about how I had seen Sam Heughan's bum 3 times in a row practically. But anyway, I'm not going to go into that again. But anyway, and Sophie, her phone was discovered by that girl underneath the train, and I believe the Black Swan, they had just gotten to their drilling. You know, they've gotten to where they want to be in their drilling in the tunnel. So anyway, enough about catching up. So like I said, Bissett and Clements are boarding the train, and meanwhile, outside of the train, Tom, he had shot a few folks outside there, and the Black Swan guys are just now realizing that something's not right, and so they go and they're looking for Tom, and he's having to fight those guys while Clements and Bissett are boarding the train there. And the Oliver or Ollie, he is taking their weapons from them. So Tom, you know, he's outside the train and he starts going up that tunnel to see what they're doing. And inside the train, Clements and Bissett, asks where the hostages are, and Grace says, oh, they're not going anywhere, and she shoots him right there in front of everybody. And that part shocked the hell out of me, because this was a big actor. I mean, I've seen him in a few things, and I was not expecting that at all. But anyways... And Grace says, yeah, you probably thought that was going to be you. And, of course, Clement says, no, I thought that was going to be you. And, you know, they have a whole exchange about that. And then Clement tries to charge her. You know, he broke the champagne glass and he tries to charge her. And she grabs him by the collar and says, everybody needs to just calm down. And she says that y'all hired us to do a job, and... Clements points out that she didn't do the job properly, and she said, well, the villagers, you know, they sold you their land, didn't they, at work? And the reason for leaving witnesses was they were supposed to spread, you know, the word, you know, spread the fear so that the government could buy the land and put the pipeline down. And she says that, you know, the prime minister could just admit that he hired them to do a job, and they did it. You know, they want their money. They want to be paid. And Clement says that, you know, a payment can be arranged. You know, Brit Gas has plenty of money. And she's like, she says that Brit Gas has a pipeline in the tunnel, and not many people know that. And of course, on the outside, you can see Tom, he has just discovered this. So that's what they've been doing. They've been trying to drill through the tunnel to get to that pipe so that they could, you know, threaten to blow it up or whatever they're trying to do. And of course, you know, that is Grace's plan. She says that if Clements or if the government doesn't pay her, then she will destroy the tunnel and everybody in it. And so Clements, you know, he promises that if she really does promise to leave, and he will get her money and her safe passage out of there. So she gives him like 30 minutes to get some wired confirmation. So meanwhile, her partner there was getting all of this on camera and on video. Of course, Clement leaves the train. So in the next scene, or outside the train, I should say, Tom, he finds the guy that's planting the bomb, and he tells him to stand down. And the guy says, if you pull the trigger, I'll blow up everybody. So Tom and this guy, they have a whole exchange about, you know, the bomb, the plan and stuff. And he gets him to disarm the bomb, and they start fighting and struggling, and then they fall down, it looked like a shaft or some kind of tunnel thing, and that guy dies instantly. But it goes to a new scene before we can see how Tom is, and it's just the news people giving an update on the situation happening in the tunnel, and that a lot of pressure is falling on the Prime Minister to resolve this issue. And it shows the Prime Minister and some other official people there. They're having a meeting on what to do. And I guess the leader of Britgas comes in, and he has to, you know, the Prime Minister is talking to him about, you know, the ransom. And he agrees to pay it, but that it needs to stay under the radar because Britgas doesn't pay ransoms, do they? So it goes back to Tom and that guy that just fell down the shaft there. And Tom, he's okay. And then it goes to Declan and the SAS soldiers there. And I guess Declan is in charge now. So because, you know, Bissett got killed. And Tom calls him on the phone and just confirms that the tunnel is going to be blown up. And so he says, yeah, Clement says he's gotten the same message. And, you know, Tom says it's not a threat. It's actually a real, you know, there's a real bomb there. And Declan asks him if he can disarm it. And, of course, Tom says that he can't because there's triggers and all this kind of stuff all over it. And Tom tells him to get to tell Bissett to get in there and, you know, and fix the situation. But then, you know, Declan, of course, tells Tom about Bissett. Tom tells Declan to, since he's in charge, to just go in and do this. And, of course, Clements has told them to stand down. And Tom was like, she'll blow it up anyway, because even if they do pay her, she's going to do it anyway. Because it's not about the money, it's about revenge. So Declan is trying to convince Tom to get away out of there because he needs his help. But, of course, Tom says, well, Sophie needs it more. And after he gets off the phone with Tom, he calls someone on another phone. And, of course, it's Grace. So this is where we find out that Declan is, in fact, the spy. Because, like, earlier in the movie, they were trying to hint that Bissett might have been. And he could have been. And then, you know, it just, you know, since he's in charge now, I think. But I think Tom has always been, not Tom, I'm sorry, Declan has always been the spy. And he's telling her, you know, that he can help her get out and all this. And she's says that she doesn't need to get out, you know, they're all dead, and but if he wants to get out alive, then he needs to cooperate, and he needs to help her get the player out of the tunnels and out of the train. And of course he tells her who Tom is, and basically she threatens him. She says, either you help me kill Tom, or she's going to tell Clements that he's the spy. Or she calls him the snide. So Declan tells her basically that Tom's girlfriend is on the train. Then it goes back to Tom, and he's, you know, he's climbing out of that tunnel there. And then Tom gets a text from Sophie that to come get me. And he asks her, you know, more wounded. And she's, and the response is, no, just me. But of course, you know, this is Grace sending Tom a message through Sophie's phone to set a trap. So he sends back, you know, under the train, same as before. And so Grace tells Ollie to, you know, go and get him under the train. So Tom can see that Ollie is out there outside the train looking for him, and he's up high and Ollie's down low. So Tom takes this opportunity to jump down and grab him and, you know, take him hostage. And then he goes back into the train, and he's trying to make a deal with Grace. You know, if you let Sophie go, he'll leave, because she's the only reason why he's down there. And Grace makes an observation that it's not in their nature to do that. You know, she senses that Tom is probably just like her. And she says there's probably only one way to end this because, you know, neither one of them care when they kill somebody. And so she points her gun at Ollie and Tom ends up pointing his gun at Sophie. And this part is really intense because you don't know, like, you don't know what Tom's going to do. You don't know what she's going to do. Are they going to shoot their, you know, their loved one? Grace actually does shoot Ollie and this starts a fight, and Tom tells Sophie to run, and Tom, you know, he sets a booby trap with it looks like a fire extinguisher, and he throws it and it blows up and everything, and that gets everybody's attention, including the news that, you know, they got word that something has blown up. So Grace calls Declan and the SAS team on the phone, and she you know, they ask her, what was that explosion? And she says, that was your player trying to save his girlfriend. And she says, to try that again and I'll blow up the whole tunnel. And then this is where Declan tells her that her money has been transferred. And that a helicopter is waiting for her and so that she can make her escape. So the Black Swan are getting ready to make their move. And the Black Swan lady there goes to Grace and says that the money has been transferred and the passengers are ready and all this. And Grace tells her to wire everybody their cut, including Declan. And of course, she's talking to Ollie here when she says, she tells him that, you know, she was aiming for soft tissue. She wasn't going to kill him. And Ollie asks her what she's going to do about the player. And she's like, it would take too long to fire him out and everything, and, you know, find him. So they just leave him. But she says that everybody should be on alert and assume that he's still in the playing field. So the SAS are trying to get their men in position, you know, for snipers and everything like that. And the guy there is giving Declan, you know, a briefing about what's going on and stuff. And Declan right here, he, you know, he looks genuinely concerned for Tom. But he's got to keep his head in the game. And also before that, you know, Clement was kind of looking at Declan like he's on to him. He knows that he is the spy or the snide. So Tom comes out of the train and, of course, you know, the Black Swan, they're trying to get disguises and things. The train is actually going into position for, you know, to release the hostages. But anyway, but Tom comes out of the train and Grace still has Sophie there. And outside of the tunnel, the helicopter has just arrived. And so, but back in the tunnel, Tom is pursuing Grace and all of them and Ollie. And they're making Sophie, well, they open up the gas pipeline to get inside. They have masks on and stuff. They make Sophie put one on and they're getting ready to make their escape. And of course, you know, like I said, Tom is pursuing them and Ollie stays back to give Grace some time to escape with Sophie, you know, to stop Tom. So Tom and Ollie fight. And of course Tom wins the fight. He removes Ollie's mask and kills him. And then outside, the train has just come outside the tunnel, and Clements tells Declan that if you have the shot to get Grace, then take the shot. And of course Declan tells the snipers to get ready to shoot or, you know, fire at the Black Swans. So the Black Swans are getting ready to exit the train, and she tells all the passengers to put their hoodies up, you know, so that they can blend in. And then it goes to Tom. He's in the pipeline, you know, going in pursuit of Grace. Meanwhile, back outside, all the Black Swans have been identified, but there is no sign of Grace, of course. And so Declan orders the snipers to take their shots. So Grace and Sophie make it out of the pipeline, and, you know, all of the Black Swans are down at, you know, by the train. And Tom gets out of the pipe, he tells Grace, you know, because she saw Sophie there, and, you know, she tells Tom to stop pursuing her or she'll kill Sophie. And Tom says, you have safe passage, you know, just let her go. And Grace says that there's still more to do, and at this moment, she detonates the bomb, and the whole tunnel, everything just blows up. And the helicopter comes and hits Declan and Clements. Right before Clements tells him that he knows that he's the snide. And of course, Grace has Sophie with a knife to her throat, and she says that killing me will not stop Tom. And Grace says, well, maybe this will. And she stabs her in the leg and runs off. And Tom goes and checks on Sophie, and Sophie tells Tom that she understands him now to go get Grace, you know, drop her. So, back at the explosion site, you know, Clements is coming to, and so is Declan, and Clements is trying to get Declan to choose his next movements wisely. Of course, they're both in pretty bad shape, but Declan is like, I know, because, you know, Clements is making promises, you know, that he'll help him out and everything like this, and he's like... And so Declan's like, once people find out what you've been up to, it's not, you know, it doesn't matter. And he punches him and knocks him out. And then Declan gets away. And then it goes to the news, and it shows how they're talking about what that Grace was the one that was responsible for all of this. But she also has a video that they uploaded. Of course, you know, it was that video of her and Clements talking in the train earlier. And of course, this exposes the Prime Minister and Brit Gas of their involvement in all this and what they did to that village at the beginning. And it goes back to the forest, and Tom is pursuing Grace. And of course, you know, he catches up to her and they start fighting. And this fight sequence was pretty good. It was nicely done. It was, you know, the choreography was really good. But anyway, and then he throws her into, they fall off a cliff and they land on this car, and, you know, they're struggling for the knife and all this. And he ends up throwing her inside the car, and she starts talking to him about, you know, this game that they were playing was nicely played. And, you know, Tom says it's not a game. And she says that he is more alike with her than he realizes and all this. And saying how, you know, who he is. None of them have ever loved anybody. And Tom says that he does love Sophie. And Grace says that, you know, she'll end up leaving you. And she says that let me teach you how to be who you really are, a true black swan. And Tom acknowledges this and he says, yes, I am. And then he slits her throat. And so it breaks away from that scene, and they finally made it to Paris, him and Sophie. And Sophie comes down the stairs and comes to check on Tom. He's standing outside on the balcony. And she comes up to him and she says, if you ever want to talk about, you know, what happened, I'm here to listen and everything. And Tom says that there is something I've been meaning to ask you. And he asks her, you know, he shows her the ring. And Sophie tells him, you know, if I thought I could make you happy, then I would marry you today. But she doesn't believe she can. He's not meant to be married. And Tom, he's confused about this because he thought she understood him now. And she says, I do, and that's why I can't marry you. And he starts crying. And she sees this emotion from him, and she realizes that, oh my gosh, you really do love me, you know? And so apparently she agreed to marry him. Because in the next scene, It's showing mountains and all of this, and the camera is going through it and all this, but they're getting married. And he gets a call from Clements that they have found Declan and that he has been sitting on the ransom money, and that, you know, Tom, Clements says that Tom knew all along where it was. You know, he was right where it was. I need to also mention, through all of this, you know, when they're going through the mountains and all that, the ending credits are rolling. And I thought that was a really cool touch to do this. to put that scene, you know, in the ending credits, you know, in the reporters, they're reporting on what the prime minister, the backlash and all this. So anyway, it's left open for a part two, and I hope there's a part two, because this was a really good movie. I do have a few thoughts on it, though. Like I said at the beginning, it took me a while to really understand what was going on. It was kind of a little bit hard to understand, but once I did get into it, it's actually a really, really good movie. And I'm sorry that it took three times to, you know, make this podcast, but you know, it's a movie. It's longer than your average TV episode, so yeah, it was good. I should have realized that it was going to be longer than, you know, most podcasts would have been, and I don't really know right now if I'm gonna do any more movies, but we'll see. We'll see. Anyways, that's my thoughts on it. Of course, another thing that another observation I made, I'm not really quite sure who the bad guys were in this movie. You know, because the Black Swan, yeah, they were a terrorist group and they were bad, you know. But the government was bad too. So it was really confusing to see who was who, you know, who was bad, who was good. The one thing that I did take away was that I was rooting for Tom to win to save Sophie. So yeah, that's all the that's gonna wrap up this discussion for this epi or yeah, for the discussion for the episode of the podcast. Y'all stay tuned for trivia. So the trivia I have for this movie, it's all Andy McNab centric. It says that Andy McNab, the author of the books this movie is based on, is a former member of British SAS. He was captured and tortured by Iraq forces in the first Gulf War. He was the commander of an eight-man patrol, call sign Bravo 20. Sean Bean played him in a film version of that book. He also helped choreograph the weapons and tactics for Miami Vice in 2006 and Heat in 1995, both Michael Mann movies. He also assisted in leading Special Forces technical advice to military computer games. He also provided combat training for another Michael Mann film, Collateral, in 2004. So yeah, that's pretty interesting about the author of the books that this movie is based off of. So yeah, that's all the trivia I got. Y'all stay tuned for news. So the only big news that I could find on this movie is that it should be out in theaters and in drive-ins. It was supposed to have come out on April 16th. You know, when I first started this podcast, I planned on sharing that news, you know, like it was going to be coming, but it's already out. So apparently, and also, I just want to share, since we're talking about Sam Heughan and an extra project that he's doing, I thought maybe, you know, I would share some news about some of the other actors that play in Outlander and the things that they're doing. Laura Donnelly, who plays Jenny in Outlander, she has a new show on HBO called The Nevers. Of course, Tobias Menzies, he plays Prince Philip in The Crown. And by the way, I just want to take a minute right here because of the news that happened with Prince Philip last week. My heart goes out to the royal family on that. So anyway, Nell Hudson, she plays on a show in Netflix called The Irregulars, and of course she plays Leary in Outlander. And then Stephen Cree, who plays Ian Senior, he's on A Discovery of Witches. So, and you can watch that on Amazon Prime. of course, the Irregulars and The Crown is on Netflix, like I said, and then The Nevers is on HBO Max. So, yeah, that's all the news I have. So, y'all stay tuned for listener feedback. So, Anne from the Facebook group All Things Outlander said that I thought it was pretty good. Not earth-shattering, but pretty entertaining. Was willing to pay the low price of Redbox, not the higher price of the theater, though I might have chosen the theater if I didn't have the lower price option, just to see. Well cast, decently performed and directed, story easy to follow, didn't get too convoluted, not shot in the dark so you can't see what is happening. Liked that it is open for a sequel. She said she doesn't know which team is which, so she can't answer my question on if she's team Black Swan or Red Notice. She questions if Black Swan are the bad guys. It definitely had a political angle, but since I'm not up on UK politics and it wasn't too heavy-handed, it was fine for me. ETA and Sam, so win. So thank you, Anne, for that feedback, and that's all the feedback I have. If y'all want to leave feedback, I'm going to leave the links in the description so y'all can find me there. That's going to wrap up this episode. So I thank everybody for listening. Y'all keep having fun. We're just going to dive right in. Where we left them the last time...